Yeah. It's a series of children's books that have a common theme and characters, but they can be read as standalone stories, although the first one's quite important for introducing the characters. The first book's called A Secret Shared, and it tells the story of the little creatures who are called Flooshies, Glooshies, Glungies and Flungies. And they're really drab little creatures, so in order to be seen by grown-ups and children and make them happy and smile, they wear rainbow-coloured scarves, hats and gloves, and they've got a deadly enemy who's called the Dreaded Hung. The first book kind of introduces the characters, and it's an adventure that they have when they first come across this horrible creature who's there to thrive on misery and upset. And then the other stories continue as to when two children first meet them, and the stories after that are based around individual children who are having a few problems, and they find these creatures and make them happy, and everybody ends up smiling.
Lovely. And what kind of feedback did you get from the panel? Do you remember what they said?
The panel said that, I've forgotten her name, the Myriad Publisher.
Candida
said that,
lady.
Yeah, Candida. They really liked the stories. She said that she didn't have a lot of experience of publishing children's books, but she felt that it was certainly an idea which could go forward. I think Tom was really flattering and said he really loved it.
That's
which
Tom
made
Connolly
me feel,
from
yes.
The Spider
Juices. Which was really nice to hear. And I think it is a case now of just taking it forward and me finishing it. But the panel were, very, very positive. So despite all my nerves of, as I say, sharing with other people, it's really good.
Yeah, good. You did brilliantly. So in terms of, let's have a little slice of it, shall we?
Okay. Under a pile of sticks in the middle of a wood, there was a movement, and out stepped two of the strangest creatures you've ever seen in the whole world. They were chattering and laughing, skipping, hopping and jumping. They made their way through the undergrowth, out into the big wide world beyond the hedgerow. They reached the point where the hedge bordered a large open space and paused at the bottom of a huge old oak tree. They looked at each other with their large saucer eyes. They grinned at each other with their enormous mouths, and with a slight nod of agreement, they scampered up the trunk of the tree. Soon they disappeared from view because between the leafy branches, the dull green-brown of their bodies blended perfectly with the colours of the tree. This ability to disappear into the background is probably the reason you haven't got the faintest idea who these little beings are. The explanation is simple. You haven't seen them because they haven't wanted to.